What's up, everybody? This is Joffer, Papa Pump Panazai, a.k.a. the baddest motherfucker in the face of the earth. And John Mads, get your hand off my wiener.
No, it's on my wiener.
Oh, sorry. So, I'm with my boy, John the Matt Mads, and today we have the lovely Marissa Savino with us today. How you doing, girl?
Hey, hey, hey! What's going on?
Not too much. So, basically, we want everybody to know who the first lady of bad guy is. We kind of want to have you introduce yourself, give a little bit of a rundown on who you are and why you're awesome.
Hey, what's up? Actually, I'm an RTN sponsored athlete. It is my second season in which I compete as an NPC competitor. I'm only 21 years young, as I like to say.
Nice. So we won't get arrested. Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
I was sitting in court yesterday for 6 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
Bullshit. But... Hold. Liar.
I'm just kidding. But yep, I'm attending my last year at school. Can't wait till that's over.
School's where are you going to school and what thing. Are you studying?
I'm going to East Stroudsburg University.
Oh, I heard that place sucks.
it's pretty intense. Where I'm studying exercise science and psychology.
Nice. What got you interested in that?
So psychology, can you read minds?
Yeah, so you should be a little scared about that.
I read those books too, don't worry.
Yeah, what got me into exercise science? Honestly, I'd probably have to say I did the Tough Mudder and it kicked my ass. And after that, I just loved fitness and the challenges. So I wanted to study more about exercise and the whole wellness and fitness. So that's why I'm studying that.
How did you get involved with the RTN? How did you get approached by them? How did that all come together?
RTN, which the CEO is Rich Tuma.
He's one sexy, good-looking man, isn't he?
He is one sexy, good-looking man. That is right.
I would.
He's married. He's married to a lovely wife, but I can say he's my coach.
And I'm going to break them up.
No, don't do that. We're not.
Love you, Rich.
We're not a home wrecker here. We're not a home wrecker here.
So now, how did you meet with Rich, and how did that all transpire?
Actually, I was just on Instagram doing my thing.
Instagram straight flexing?
Pictures, sharing... Showing the social media life, going out in and out of the gym every day. And RTN just started following me on Instagram, actually. So then I reached out to them. Obviously wanted to hear more about their product and their supplements and their awesome Bionic Edge protein.
Can we get sponsored by RTN, or what are we waiting for here?
Sponsored? It takes a unique individual to be sponsored by RTN.
Actually, aren't you and myself sponsored by RTN?
We are! High five!
Bang! Right there. Straight up.
I'm not.
I know you're not, but that's because she looks good with her shirt off and I look great with my pants off. So.
That's bullshit.
Oh, life of a competitor.
Exactly. So now, they kind of just started following you on Instagram and the rest was history?
Yeah, honestly, like, the path is just there and it continues. It's one heck of a journey, but... it only started about in March. I went to the Arnold, and I spoke to Rich over there through social media, and ever since then, it's just been a snowball effect. Nothing but good opportunities given to me, and the rest of the team as well.
I'll say this, I've known Rich for 2 years now, I train him in kickboxing, and Rich is one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. I love the guy to death, and he's literally, you know, he walks the walk. He has Team RTN, and the guy is just a beast. He works out his butt off. He gives back to everybody he can. And I got only the best things to say about him. I'm probably 10 years or more younger than him, and I wish I looked like him.
Honestly, you said everything right out of my mouth, to be honest. Well, I feel like I've known him forever, actually. I kind of call him, like, my second dad.
How's your first dad feel about that?
I know, exactly. And, you know, feel free to call me dad anytime.
Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Yes.
Yes. So now, what are the big goals for you as far as, fitness, even, after you're done with school. Where are we going to see you basically in 5 years? Hopefully around with my arm around your waist.
Hopefully the next Paige Hathaway, you know?
There you go.
But right now I'm just in line. I'm doing reverse dieting. It's part of the process of being a competitor.
What's reverse dieting? Because I only know what reverse ice cream eating is.
There you go.
It's one heck of a diet. Let's just say that. But again, it's just really restricted. You have to have willpower, and you have to sacrifice a shit ton. That's all I got to say about that. You really got to just remain focused and really look at the future, because I'm not getting on stage till fall 2015.
Wow, that's a long time.
That is a year from now. So, I mean, from now until then, I'm turning into a bikini competitor to a figure competitor. So, obviously, slow and steady wins the race. Slow progression is progression, and I'll get there.
What about steroids?
That's a different time, different day, different story, all right?
Yo, no, question.
Can we hear that one?
I saw something on Instagram about you getting boob implants. Is that true or that's just joshing?
Honestly, the date is November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving, and that is official.
Okay, I have a serious question. Under the muscle or over the muscle?
Under the muscle. Got him.
Good job.
So, what? I mean, you're beautiful. Like, why do you need boob implants?
Honestly, because I'd have to lose a little bit of my lower half, and I ain't trying to lose any of that. So, I gotta be a little proportioned, so I have to add to the upper half.
So, you're saying your lower half is stacked?
It's pretty stacked. That's a good term. I haven't heard that one. If I just walked around and was like, I'm pretty stacked on the lower body, what do you think people would say about that?
Maybe you have a dump in your pants, I'm not sure.
I gotta say something.
Oh, wait, well, I have to say something.
Okay, you say it first, because I'm saying it second.
If people want to see your stacked lower half, where can they log on to see this information?
They can log on to YouGizz.com. Instagram. RISSAVINO.
One more time.
RISSAVINO. RISSAVINO.
Nice. Now, okay, so here's the thing.
Can't wait to stalk you.
I know, exactly.
No, please do. I love stalkers.
I'm going to like all your photos right now.
I got to say, the reason why I actually, besides training you one or two times, the reason why I kind of like grew an affinity for you is because you're always smiling. In every photo, it's a positive message. You're such a, like, just a happy individual. Is that something that always is really around there, or is that something that, you know, you're working towards? Because I've never seen you not smile. So what's going on with that? Are you on drugs?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for that. That's awesome. And people like you is what honestly keeps me going. So that's why I have a smile on my face. I know no matter how bad it is, someone else is always having it worse. So my worst day is someone's better day, if that's a better way to put it. But pretty much I just always try to look for the best of the best in each situation. And I'm a true believer in if it happens, it happens. Whatever happens, what's the saying?
it's something, whatever is meant to be will be or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Murphy's Law. Happen,
yeah.
You know?
What do you call it? Megan's Law, right?
Murphy's Law? That's Megan's
it.
Law?
One of the two. Yeah. Now, question. How are you not in a relationship? Because you're really hot.
Again, thank you.
Are you taking applications?
I have my eye on a few. But right now, I just have so much going on that I'm
not. Yeah, you do.
Just,
I see all of it on Instagram.
I mean, I have so much commitment just for myself with the whole fitness, and there's so much to sacrifice that not a lot of people get this fit, what I call my new normal lifestyle. Like, it's just not easy to get. So when I have to go to bed at 10 o'clock, like, sorry, I got to go to bed. You know, when I have to wake up and be meal prepping fish, my apartment smells like fish at 6 a.m. Like,
that's
who wants
hot.
To deal with that?
I really think you should see a gynecologist for that.
Like, who? Like, are you trying to smell fish at 6 a.m.? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know about that, but...
How about the roast shit?
But yeah, I mean, I just try to keep an open mind and remain positive and go out, have a good time.
All right, so that's awesome, and we're really happy that we can bring you aboard because I think the more people kind of get to know you, they're going to see why we selected you over... I'll be honest, we had 10 other people in mind.
No, that's a lie.
All right, probably 30 billion.
All right, maybe like 25, okay?
Okay, well, we had several people. He brought some people to the mix. I brought some people to the mix, and the reason why we chose you... Honestly, I don't even need to give the reason. The people are going to see the reason once you get more involved. Because it shines off of you.
Wow, that honestly makes me feel fabulous. I'm speechless. So thank you. No, thanks a lot.
All right, so
this is
an
awesome opportunity, and I'm excited to be aboard.
All right, we always finish off each podcast with our random question segment. We're literally, so once you get aboard, you get to actually take part in this. So okay. Now we are going to ask you a random question. You have to answer it 150% honestly. All right, so
shoot. Let's shoot.
Okay,
you're up first because I went first.
But I'm
time.
Always the one talking.
Yeah, oh, but
okay,
that's bullshit. All
right, so there's one guy you could sleep with currently at this moment, gun to your head. Who would you get on top of right
fuck
now?
Fuck one, kill one, marry one, go.
Yeah, who would you get on top of right now?
Holy shit, I don't even know.
Bullshit.
You got five honestly? Seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
Okay, Jay Cutler.
Who's that?
I'm assuming that's somebody from the bodybuilding community.
Correct.
Okay, got
He's
it.
He's just massive. He's just massive.
Oh, you like dudes who are just really massive, don't you?
I mean, massive where you could see it, or I don't really know.
Probably a little bit of both. I'm going to have to get John Maz on steroids for you.
Yo, how do you feel about dudes who look like Shrek?
All right, John Maz, what's your question?
Oh, man, most random question here. You know, I was too busy making fun of you. I think of something. Wow, man, I'm like at a loss of words right now.
Come on, ask anything. She's awesome.
Okay.
She's awesome. Thanks.
So.
And the drum roll.
Stop drawing penises in my notebook and ask a question. Can I show you something?
Why are you drawing penises?
He's
drawing boobs.
Six penises
boobs.
In my notebook.
It's a big, veiny trumpet bastard. All
right, so he's got a question for you. Go.
If you were to wear a type of underwear, what would it be?
Granny panties, duh.
Granny panties is bullshit.
I'm just kidding. I go commando.
You know what's so funny? I do too. Because, you know what, sometimes you gotta breathe.
Gotta freshen it out.
You know what they say.
Air it out.
Yeah, you know what they say. Sometimes some people like their cucumbers pickled.
I mean, I always say if it's nice out, leave it out.
Yeah.
Leave it out.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So it's maybe not suns out, buns out. If it's nice, leave it out.
If it's nice out, leave it out. Remember that. Tell your friends.
Nice out, leave it out.
Oh, I should ask you, do you have any hot friends?
Females?
No.
Oh, your
yeah,
your BFF is actually a very
Maddie.
Pretty...
Maddie! Shout out to Madeline Hamburglar.
Hamburglar?
I don't know what that means.
Hamburger!
Is she in the hamburger?
Hamburger. Like a burger? You eat a burger?
By the way, you and her have an obsession with, like, butt selfies.
Selfies?
I call a butt selfie when it's a selfie of just your butt. And I notice every other post is a butt selfie.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep up the
good
work.
Yeah, keep up the good work. I'm not saying anything but...
Check them out. Riz Savino.
Yeah. Oh, I have several times.
Nah, she's good. We're good. We're swole sister. She's my swole sister.
What does that mean?
We get swole together, and we treat each other like sisters, equal swole sister.
Oh, you chicks get jacked and tan, too?
Jacked, tan, all the above.
Oh, so you got, so you guys go to parties and play spin the bottle together?
Nah, not so much. We go to parties and,
make out?
What?
What do we do? What do we do at parties?
You don't know. Well, you're not drinking, so obviously you're not having fun.
That's not appropriate.
So, are you in a sorority, yes or no?
I'm not. I'm not. And you know why? There's one reason why I'm not.
Please tell me.
Because I don't like to be told what to do. There are no rules.
What if I told you to shut up?
Good one.
You're welcome.
All right, homie, we're not going to take much more of your time because I know we caught you in a moment right now. You're not exactly home right now. We're not going to give your location. Club Metro.
Club Metro USA.
But we look forward to having you on more, and we can't wait to have you more involved, homie.
Awesome. I'm stoked. Thanks, guys.
We can't wait for you to be near us.
I mean,
what?
I know. Come on.
It's the closest I'll have to having a baby.